Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And today the Church is celebrating the really this third Sunday or the second Sunday of the Lent. Today we're commemorating of the Saint Gregory Palamas. He was of Archbishop of Thessalonica, my beloved. He had written many books, and most of them are on the grace of the Holy Spirit. Most people don't quite understand what it means to receive the grace of the Holy Spirit. Most people are living in such a way that we are by ourselves and God is by himself. And once in a while we contact him when we need something from him, and then we contact him. But the truth is that we've been baptized in the Orthodox faith, and when we were baptized we were chrismated, and through the chrismation we have begotten the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and in every one of us the grace of God abides until, of course, we defile ourselves, until we make our house to be worse than any place of the animals, and that where the Holy Spirit feels that it would not be profitable for us if he would continue to stay with us. But we have to pray for the receiving of the grace of God all the time. We have to realize without the grace of God, you and me can do nothing. We cannot talk, we cannot look, we cannot hear, we cannot do anything without the help of God. For the Lord says, without me you can do nothing. And too bad that most of our people think that they are on their own. They don't need the Lord. They think that they can do everything themselves. And so that causes them to become proud, and the pride then fills their heart, and they have no use for anybody, for that matter. Then they think that they're all quite capable of handling and doing anything and everything, and they look down on people. Then it is because of the pride, because they don't have the grace of the Holy Spirit in them anymore. My beloved, we have to pray harder. We have to pray to humble ourselves, for God resists the proud. God will not give his Holy Spirit to the proud, so remember that. But he will give it to the humble in the heart. The Lord says, be ye humble and meek as I am, and thou shalt find rest for your heart. Are you uptight? Are you getting mad and when something crosses your will? Are you losing your cool, as it says in the slang language? Well, if that's the case, then you have to realize that the pride is set in too much, and that you lose sight of the Lord. You don't remember the Lord, and you don't depend on your survival, on the grace of the Lord, or on God's help. My beloved, let's turn to God. This is what the Church is giving us, this great fasting rules. As you heard yesterday's and in Traparius and the canons, you hear all the time about for asking the Lord to have mercy on us sinners, for we are great sinners, and we have to acknowledge that. But we don't have to lose hope that the Lord was going to abandon us. He does not. He came to save sinners, of whom I'm the chief, and this is what you and I have to say to each other, to oneself, not to each other. No, don't look at your neighbor and say that he is worse sinner than I am. No, that's not correct. When you look to yourself, you say, I'm the worst sinner, and everybody else is better than I am. And for that reason, of course, since he or she is better for me, of course, I should not raise my nose up high and go up on a high horse and start giving it to him or to her, whoever it may be, in the fits of my angers. My beloved, we have to learn to humble ourselves in our heart. We have to see that the example of that humility was given by the Lord himself. He being king of all, creator of all the universe, and he came down on this earth and didn't even have a proper place to be born. And then he was born in a cave, and it was placed in a manger. And all his life was filled with humility. And he showed us an example of it. Finally, when he was taken to court, he was, as you know, beaten and finally crucified. All that was quite unfair. But he didn't say one word to say that you are not fair, it's not, you cannot do that, I will just destroy you all. On the contrary, standing on the cross, he had asked his Father to forgive them, forgive us, for he died for our sins. For we do not know what we are doing. This is the spirit of our Lord, the humble and meek spirit that he wants us to receive so that we can have peace on this earth. You don't have to live in this earth all the time being in the terrible battles. You can live in this world peacefully, remembering that you are under the shelter of the Lord and the Lord's grace. And the Lord is always with you and always ready to help you, to sustain your life. And if he sends you some crosses, remember that these crosses he sends you only because he loves you and because he wants your salvation. And sometimes we need to be chastised. We need to be chastised to come to our senses. And he sends us sicknesses, sorrows, and all kinds of troubles. And this is the road, the narrow, thorny road, which leads to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, if we get off that road, and if we look to have a good time on this earth, and to have it made on this earth, as the people would say, well, this is not the road to the kingdom of heaven. The road to the kingdom of heaven is narrow, thorny, and it is prickling. We are being pricked all the time. And we should be grateful to the Lord that the Lord has special love for us, that he wants to take care of us. Those whom God loves, especially, he will chastise them. And this is what we have to remember. If you get the chastisement from the Lord, or if there's something befalls you, some terrible things of this world, or sicknesses, whatever they may be, sorrows, accept it all. Accept it in gratitude, knowing that the Lord knows how to bring us in the kingdom of heaven. You don't know how to make it, but the Lord knows how to make it. And if he sends you a cross, whatever the cross it is, you accept it. You accept it with great humility and with great gratitude to the Lord that he is taking care of you. And too many times we lose sight of that and we start to grumble. I don't deserve that. I don't want this. I don't want to carry this cross, whether it may be my husband, my wife, my children, whoever it may be, or close ones, or even whatever it may be, whatever it feels to us is difficult, it's heavy, and then we don't want to carry it. And then we grumble. We say, God, take it away from us. And this is a wrong way of thinking. This is not the way Orthodox Christians should be thinking. Orthodox Christians should know that God is God of love. And whatever he sends us only for our purification and for to make us and bring us into the kingdom of heaven so that we can have joy and gladness and peace for eternity, not just for a little temporary time that we live here, whether it be 70 or 80, as it says in the scripture, or whether it be more than that. The life here should be, for us, for Orthodox Christians, it should be thorny and narrow and difficult one, because that's the road that brings us to the kingdom of heaven. Through the prayers of all the saints that went this road and made it to kingdom of heaven without grumbling, but in having gratitude to the Lord that he was sending him all these troubles. And they made it to the kingdom of heaven. Through their prayer, may the Lord also bring us into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.